Companies that install small solar generation projects in Maine have been given a little bit more time before the State Public Utilities Commission reduces the incentives that help people make up some of the cost of installation. It's the latest chapter in the ongoing controversy over the way those small-scale generators are compensated for excess electricity they provide. Fred Bever has more.
For decades, Maine has offered solar projects credits for electricity they generate beyond what is used on site. Early this year, the State Public Utilities Commission created a new rule that will reduce the value of those credits over time. Existing arrays would be grandfathered, but the ramp down for new systems was set to begin on New Year's Day. But that's now delayed until April 30th, as the commission has decided to give installers and utilities more time to iron out technical protocols, new fee structures, and new billing systems.
Good day for the solar folks. Be able to sleep tomorrow morning.
The delay is a relief for installers like Vaughn Woodruff of InSource Renewables, who says his company and others in Maine have seen a rush of customers trying to get in under the wire to lock in the highest possible incentives.
There are customers right now that have systems, they're installed and ready to go, and due to delays with the utilities around the storm, the utility's not ready for them to be hooked up.
Data provided by Central Maine Power show that requests for new solar hookups this year are running 35% higher than last, driven by a big surge in the last quarter that's brought the total to more than 800. In a written statement, a CMP spokeswoman said the company appreciates the PUC ruling and the chance to work through the, quote, complexities of the new system. Some solar power advocates, meanwhile, say those complexities are emblematic of a poorly conceived rule.
Yeah, I think the closer you get to an impending train wreck, the more likely it is that you'll step on the brakes.
Brunswick Representative Seth Berry, a Democrat, co-chairs the legislature's Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology. He's been a leading defender of solar power incentives and a critic of what he sees as attempts by utilities to squelch any innovations that might cut into their profits. And while Governor Paul LePage has vetoed recent efforts to encourage solar development, Berry says delay of the PUC's new rule will give the legislature another shot.
Do we want to do something more like what other states have done and not become anti-solar, anti-customer pariah?
And even before the legislature acts, the state's Supreme Judicial Court is likely to weigh in. An unusual coalition of solar advocates and large energy users, such as paper mills, is challenging the PUC's solar rule, saying it puts illegal burdens on the production of energy that's used only on site. Sean Mahoney is executive vice president of the Conservation Law Foundation.
I think the takeaway is that the PUC is realizing that this kind of Frankenstein that they've created is a lot more difficult to implement than they would have thought and raises a host of kind of policy and fairness issues, never mind technical issues. But I don't think that the decision today has changed the PUC's opinion with respect to the merits of the underlying rule. And that's a matter that is going to have to be resolved by the law court.
And as the policy debate continues, InSource Renewables' Vaughn Woodruff says he and other developers just want to get off what's now known as the solar coaster and onto firmer ground.
So that we can invest money in Maine's economy, that customers, as they're looking at investing in the energy infrastructure of the future, have some predictability to do so, and that we're looking at a long-term solution that solves a lot of questions that folks from both sides have brought up.
The Supreme Judicial Court hears oral arguments on Maine's residential solar power rules next Wednesday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.